Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Investigators in France have begun examining a 2-metre section of a plane wing to see if it came from a missing Malaysian airliner. The wreckage, which washed ashore on the Indian Ocean island of Réunion last week, is now at a defence facility in the French city of Toulouse. An official said experts might not be able to determine immediately whether the debris came from flight MH370. Chris Butler is in Toulouse.
The French side of this investigation into the disappearance of MH370 is now very much underway. A French judge is here with senior officials from the aerospace industry, also someone from Boeing, Malaysian officials and Chinese officials, because a lot of Chinese citizens died on that aircraft too. Their key mission right now is to work out whether that part of the plane they found really is from MH370.
The United Nations says an increasing number of women and children have been hurt or killed in Afghanistan since NATO's combat mission ended in December. The UN urged the Taliban to stop targeting civilians. From Geneva, Imogen Folks reports.
The UN figures show that 1,592 civilians were killed in Afghanistan in the first 6 months of this year. That's a 1% increase in civilian casualties over the same period last year. But more disturbing still, the UN believes, is the dramatic increase of 23% in casualties among women and 13% among children. The deaths and injuries are primarily due to ground fighting, improvised explosive devices and suicide attacks.
One of the most senior officials in World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, says allegations of widespread doping are a declaration of war on the sport. Reports in European media last Sunday suggested a third of athletes who won medals in major endurance events between 2001 and 2012 registered abnormal blood tests. Richard Conway reports.
After reports of widespread doping and questions over the validity of 146 Olympic and World Championship medals, athletics is fighting back. Lord Coe believes it is a seminal moment for the sport. Speaking after the governing body issued a strongly worded rebuttal of the claims, he said there is nothing in our history of competence and integrity in drug testing that warrants this kind of attack. He also believes that information has been selectively used in an attempt to destroy the reputation of athletes and the sport he wants to lead.
The Italian Coast Guard has said that a fishing boat thought to be carrying hundreds of migrants has capsized off the Libyan coast. It said the vessel overturned as the migrants rushed to one side when a rescue vessel came in sight. 100 people have been pulled from the water, but many others are feared to have drowned. The Coast Guard said the search for survivors was continuing. World News from the BBC. Police in Britain have charged 2 people, including a high-profile radical preacher, with inviting support for the Islamic State group. The Islamist cleric Anjam Chowdhury and another man are accused of using lectures published online to encourage support for the banned organisation. The Supreme Court in Pakistan has ruled that controversial new military courts set up to hear terror cases in secret are legal and can pass death sentences on civilians. The military courts were established in January as a response to a Taliban attack on a school last year in which 134 children died. Prosecutors in Turkey have charged 18 journalists with spreading terrorist propaganda. They've asked for prison terms of up to 7.5 years for each journalist for publishing photos of a prosecutor who was held at gunpoint by militants in March. He died in a failed rescue attempt. Israeli archaeologists are examining a rare ancient message discovered at a dig in Jerusalem. It's made up of words in Hebrew writing and signs. Alan Johnston reports.
This find was made when a room was unearthed that's believed to date back about 2,000 years. It contained a Jewish ritual bath, and on its walls were letters in Hebrew script and a series of symbols, either smeared on with mud or cut into the plaster. Among the signs was an image of a boat and palm trees. The archaeologists say the markings may be no more than ancient graffiti, but it's also possible that they might have some deep religious significance.
Pope Francis has told priests to show greater compassion towards Catholics who've divorced and remarried. The Pope said such people were still part of the Church. Divorced Catholics cannot receive communion because their first marriage is still valid in the eyes of the Church. BBC News.